What about yourself, though? You're healthy, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm good to go. You know, anytime I'm out here, able to practice, go through practice and practice a full practice, you know, and wake up the next day, don't feel any pain, you know, go out and play in the game and have the same results, you know, I will, you know, say that I'm pretty much good to go.
How difficult was last year on you?
It was difficult, but it's part of football. It's one of those things you have to block out. You know, you always don't like to talk about the year before, but, you know, last year going through injuries, you know, losing, none of that really helps the situation. So there's a lot of different things that played into the factor, but, you know, it's good to be behind me.
Were you confident you could come back and be 100% healthy again?
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I've talked to several guys that had the injury that I had, and several guys that came back and played, you know, 8-9-plus years afterwards, you know. Coach Vrabel had the same injury. Me and him spoke about it directly before I even had it. Got into my rehab process. And it's one of those things with technology, you know, anything is possible now. So I didn't really think about it as much as I really, when I initially hit me, that I had to have the turf toe. And then once I sat down and talked to all the doctors and everything, like, it wasn't a problem at all.
And then from a financial standpoint, did you wonder if you'd be back here?
Never really crossed my mind. You know, I've been fortunate enough to play, you know, a long time in this business, so I'm not the guy that's, you know, waking up each and every day worried about where I'm at financially. So I'm at ease in that part of my life and part of my career, so I'm able to just go out and play football.
Bill O'Brien talks about you as one of the leaders on this team, certainly on the defense and everything you bring. Do you take pride in that?
Absolutely. You know, it's a mindset. Early in my career, I was able to be around some veteran guys and see the way they go about their business. And, you know, I always said, you know, once I get my chance to lead the young guys and show the young guys the ropes, you know, I want to be the guy that's for those guys in the locker room, on and off the field, able to go out there in the practice field, show them how to practice, show them how to do it in the classroom, and translate it over.
I was going to ask, what is that? People talk about leadership all the time. What does that really mean in your eyes? What is it that you do that makes you a good leader?
Able to correct someone when they're wrong, when they're out of place, you know, able to tell, you know, whoever it is, you know, that wasn't the right thing to do at that moment, or, you know, just going out and leading by example and, you know, handling your business on and off the field the correct way and just doing it and being consistent about it each and every day.
All right, what do you see in Eli Manning? Do you see a guy? I mean, he's thrown four picks already. Interceptions have been an issue for him lately. What do you see?
I see a guy that's still sitting there, you know, can make any throw on the field, can command the huddle, the offense, you know, take the ball up and down the field. And I think he's got proven guys around him, you know, got his established running game that can take some of the pressure off of him. And I see a guy that's just eager to make plays and continue to try to make plays each time the ball's in his hand.